Mark, do you have a second?
Hey, Kev. Yeah, come on in.
Hey, you didn't by chance see that that press release from Verizon on that opening up the network for any application, any device?
I saw the headline. What did it say?
Oh, my gosh. So it's actually pretty interesting. So, you know, for years they've been actually this closed environment. And, you know, they just announced that, you know, they're going to open up the wireless network from Verizon so that any third-party application, any third-party device, they're just going to open it up so that it becomes just an open-sourced network.
Wow. When is that going to come online?
Well, you know, from the original piece that I've read, it was in Q1 of 08 or early part of 08, they were actually looking at just starting the technical reviews to make sure that they have a good understanding of what's going to be provided.
Huh.
And then late in 08, they're actually going to be opening this thing up and actually to really deploy, you know, these types of services in an open environment.
No kidding. Yeah, I see it right here. 27, Verizon Wireless to introduce any apps, any device option for customers in 2008. That's what they're saying here.
Yep.
Okay, sounds like in early 08 they're going to publish something, and then by late 08 people are going to be able to turn any device on. How about that? That's huge.
That's absolutely huge. You know, my first thought is, you know, what are the other service providers, you know, what path do they think they're going to go down? And, you know, and that's one. And then the second is, you know, how do these third-party or additional application or devices, you know, to bring and open that up into the Verizon wireless side with their, you know, I mean, it's key, their quality, their service, but how are they going to handle all this coming into their network?
Yeah, I mean, the business model side of it's also very curious, too, because they're going to obviously, I mean, everybody's been trying to get away from this whole bit hauler mindset and try to add value to the end customer and try to drive more revenue. They must be thinking somehow that this is going to bring them maybe a smaller piece of more pies as opposed to baking every pie themselves or something, if you follow me.
No, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's kind of weird because that kind of goes against where the cellular industry has been, which has been a pretty closed environment, very proprietary. I'm guessing maybe the VCASTs and other such services haven't derived as much service uptake as they've hoped, and maybe they see this as a possibility. But managing a network like this is a big deal. First thing I think of from our perspective is, you know, they're going to need a lot more visibility of the traffic going through their network because obviously security, they have to maintain the whole carrier grade expectation that everybody's come to, you know, expect from them. Certainly on the voice grade service, it's all about the network. And maybe that's it. Maybe they're just taking this whole, it's all about the network up another level where, you know, their network will still somehow differentiate them from their competitors, even in more of a wholesaling partner type arrangement with an XSP.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. You know, I agree with you. And, you know, it's really, if you really start thinking about it, you know, if you go back to, you know, the LSI itself,
yes.
And look at what was, you know, Sonnet and ATM, it was always about the transport side of it and then, you know, additional services were added. Wireless all of a sudden is taking this new turn. And if we looked at what happened over time is the management, the policy enforcements, the deeper packet and type of inspections,
mm-hmm.
and then how do you take all that and make sure it's secure?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure everything's fault isolated from all of these different applications coming on? And then over everything else, how does it get billed?
Yeah.
How do you bill for these kinds of things?
Yeah, and obviously they're not going to be able to have full visibility with, you know, the technology that's out there today by and large. They're not going to be able to look all the way into the packet. They, you know, looking at packet headers, there's going to be a lot of peer-to-peer traffic that's going to be now flowing through the network between a couple of what you might call rogue devices or what they would consider certified devices, but they're not going to have that full visibility, at least with the technology now. I'm guessing they're going to start looking at more advanced technologies like content processing where they can actually look at the full packet.
Right.
You know, I mean, again, security. I mean, the last thing I think when you want to open a network, the first thing any IT person would say, let alone a service provider, is, well, how am I going to now compromise the integrity and security of my network? So, I mean, to be able to look at the packets as they come into the network at line speeds, at wire rates, things like that, at wire speeds, they're going to have to look at every one of those packets that come in. And to me, that's a content processing story. That's deep packet inspection. The kinds of capabilities actually to play to our strengths, which is, by the way, I think this is great news for us.
It's fantastic news for us. It has, and especially with the work that I know you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and as well as myself in, you know, even broadband, you know, wireline, wireless.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an open. It's an open network, but yet, the more open it becomes, the more susceptible it becomes, and that's what really plays into all of the features and the functions and the, I don't want to say bleeding edge technology that we're working with.
Yeah.
But it's an enabler to get into that next generation of wireless.
Yeah.
And Verizon really seems to be leading it, and we're in a perfect position to enable that in the market.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the demand increase for these types of technologies on the wireline side because of all this peer-to-peer traffic and everything else that's going over these broadband network. I mean, the wireline providers are seeing an erosion in their revenues, obviously, with voice going declining, trying to drive more revenue out of the data side, you know, and all this, if you will, freeloader peer-to-peer traffic that's been riding over their network. It's like 2/3 of internet bandwidth today. What this will do, what that technology lets you do on the wireline side, of course, is inspect and manage, and you know, the traffic accordingly, and maintain the VoIP quality service for their retail customers and so forth. It'll be interesting to see how they manage the traffic of these partners. You know, whether it becomes something, you know, if you pay, if there's a willingness to pay, they will give you the same quality of service that a Verizon retail customer would experience. Clearly, they're going to make sure that they have enough traffic management in their network where those VoIP customers will not be at all compromised, because they have differentiated and very successfully on their voice quality and the quality of their network.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. You know, the thing is that in looking through some of the details on this, I mean, and we've been working from an LSI very strong on the storage side. I mean, not storage as in we know storage as in the actual hard drives, but, you know, the transport, you know, from the host bus adapters to the actual storage facilities that we have. And it's interesting because some of the things that are really looking to be brought online at Verizon through this wireless is things like digital media or storage capabilities and gaming enablement and things like that. So now it's a usage model. It's a profile that they can step outside of their typical retail environment and create this level of service above and beyond.
Yeah. So that's, it's a whole other dimension to an ecosystem, really.
Which, again, plays right back into what we're good at.
Yeah.
We're good at all of that criteria.
Right.
And you put those all together from an LSI perspective, it's a very, very, it's great news for us.
Yeah.
Great news for us.
Glad you came by to let me know, to tell me about this. It's very interesting that, you know, a service provider who, you know, we obviously know a lot about, is who's been very closed and very proprietary and very protective of their network.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a very, very disruptive change, and it'll be very interesting to see how soon, I won't even say if, how soon the other wireless service providers follow suit. So,
no, I agree.
We'll have to talk more about it later.
All right, hey, I got to run. Great talking to you, and take care.
All right, see you.